Are you looking for answers to the unknown? Welcome to Live with Medium Lisa Phoenix and step into the magical presence of the metaphysical realm. Lisa will share the wisdom and musings from her own experiences, have intriguing conversations with other mediums and healers, in addition to exploring a wide array of topics and teachings on intuitive and mediumship development. Lisa will be taking your calls and inviting your friends and loved ones in the spirit world to share their stories with us. Raise your awareness as you are reunited on the level of love, and let's go live with medium Lisa Phoenix.
Happy Easter! It's another wonderful day in Southern California. Welcome to Live with Lisa Phoenix Radio. I'm Lisa Phoenix, your host, a medium and energy intuitive. My show is all about healing, mediumship, and energy management, and my special guest this morning is Tracy Dunblazer, spiritual empath, teacher, and author. We're going to talk about a variety of topics this morning, and if you want to share some of your own challenges or ask questions about your own specific journey, please go to my Facebook page and post your questions, and we will do our best to address them while we're on the air. If you want further information about the Live with Lisa Phoenix radio show, please visit my website at lisaphoenix.net. That's lisaphoenix.net, or email me directly at info@lisaphoenix.net. I would love it if you would go to my website and sign up for my Intuitive Insights newsletter, which will also add you to my mailing list. And please like me on Facebook. Now let's talk about Tracy. Tracy Dunblazer, GCC, spiritual empath, shaman, educator, author, and speaker, is based in Los Angeles, California. Tracy specializes in grief counseling, energy dynamics, shamanic healing, past life and soul recovery, transition strategy, addiction transformation, and space clearings. In 2015, Tracy founded Go Tracy Publishing, LLC, and BASlayer.com to publish a new hybrid of self-help, memoir, and spiritual books to access a wider audience of spiritual seekers. Tracy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Happy Easter.
Thank you. The resurrection is going fine so far.
All right. Now, just would you like people to reach you through BASlayer.com?
Well, you can go to TracyDunblazer.com.
Which okay.
And then BASlayer.com is for my the Demon Slayers Handbook book series.
Exactly. But actually, it was on there this morning, and it actually does... There is on your slideshow, whatever, it does take you back to your website, too.
Yes,
you
yes, it does.
You can get to either way.
Yes, yes, exactly. Exactly.
So Tracy, what's going on? What's kind of been the theme of things happening in your world?
Well, so the we had a huge astrological event. Huge, but common. You know, every year we have approximately four lunar eclipses mm-hmm. and four solar eclipses. And a couple of weeks ago, we had a solar eclipse, and we just recently had a full moon lunar eclipse. It was a penumbral lunar eclipse, I believe, in Libra. And basically, what that does, if people don't know this, the power cycle for a full moon and the power cycle for a lunar eclipse is 3 days before and 3 days after. And it is a very intense event that inspires great transformation emotionally. It really shifts the emotional body and sometimes the mental body, but the subtle bodies about how you perceive yourself, your life. This was a very heart-transforming
gotcha.
Lunar eclipse, and that was kind of the theme this week. That there were a lot of heart healings, a lot of people really being required to dig a little deeper than they normally would because the intensity of the emotion that comes up around a lunar eclipse. If you found like you were being triggered by things or getting more upset about things or feeling more passionately or intense about things, that's why, because that energy really augments the intensity of whatever you're going through. Good, bad, or indifferent. And so heart healing. I think that the biggest theme has been heart healing. And of course, that is also, what this holiday for the Christians is about resurrection.
Right. And, it is. And also, though, I think that as far as like symbology as well, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, our lives are all about, death, rebirth, transformation,
Absolutely.
So now let's take this, healing heart, and must have been a little bit intense regarding relationships.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the idea of Libra and the lunar eclipse in Libra was about learning to find harmony and being required to find harmony by really looking at how you as a person, how a person looks at how they're accountable for their part or contribution to a relationship.
Gotcha.
And
I think that's really important, because most people see the disharmony
first.
They see the disharmony, but they also attribute the disharmony to the other person. Kind of skip over a lot of times looking at their part.
Yeah. Exactly. One of the things that I really wanted to talk about this morning with you in terms of healing the heart is I think that a lot of people don't, anytime they have any sort of heart pain or emotional pain, it devastates them to the point of being debilitated, not being able to think, not being able to function.
Yes.
And oftentimes you get overwhelmed because there are multiple levels of things going on. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about the process of healing the heart.
Wonderful.
If we were to take the metaphor of a physical ailment, let's say you fall in the rose bushes as a child, mm-hmm. and you get all these stickers in you. So there's a process to healing. The first part of the process is to deal with the physical damage, if there is any. Fix the physical world, take out all the little thorny thorns.
Yes.
And make sure that there's no infection, and put bandages, and wait the time that it takes the body to heal itself.
Uh-huh.
Then you have to deal with the emotions and the emotional trauma, the memory.
Yeah.
Right?
And the fear.
And then you have to deal with how you now perceive rose bushes.
Right.
Right? So something like that would look like, as an adult, the 30-year-old sees a rose and breaks into tears, or gets upset, or says, "Ooh, get that out of my sight." Right?
Right.
They have an adverse response because of something that they literally don't consciously necessarily remember.
Yes.
So that's how we are in relationships. We have all of these formative experiences, and over time they have multi-leveled impact, that if you have not gone in and reorganized how you think and feel about what happened to you, even from something as minor as that, from as long ago as that, right? If you've not gone in and resurrected, right, gone in and looked at it, come to a new place of thinking about it, a new place of grieved it fully,
right,
and then recognize that you today, as a 30-year-old, are much more in command than you were as a 5-year-old, and that the chance that that's going to happen is going to be, considerably less, right? You have to go through and actually think through all of these different levels of things, even though the physical malady has been healed for years.
Right.
Right. And so that's just a minor one. So when people look at, when they have an emotional reaction to something, that it's important to look more deeply into where they're actually at in the process.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
you know, it's also really important, I think, to understand that we're always somewhere in a process with something.
Yes. Always. That's saying that with no fail. But also, and again, I agree with you completely. And I think that's another reason why it's so important, because if you kind of, in ways, you kind of need to do that with yourself and your own relationship with yourself, or you take all that into your relationship with your partner, wouldn't you think?
Absolutely. You know, I think that when you talk about relationships, I wrote an article, I don't know, whenever, a month ago or 2 months ago.
I remember we talked about it on the show.
Yeah, well, this one was specifically about how you can help your ex heal from their ex's ways.
Oh, we didn't talk about that one. That sounds intriguing.
And you know, of course, everybody, when you get into a relationship, everybody got stuff. Mm-hmm. Everybody got stuff that they're bringing into the relationship with them. And that's just how it is. You're not ever going to find anybody who doesn't have
right.
what people call baggage. That's just not going to happen.
Exactly.
And I think that the more open-hearted and compassionate you go into it, recognizing that you can have an influence. You know, it's not, you don't have to heal your partner. That's not really a possibility, and nor is that your job. It's their job. But you can support them with loving compassion and offer them the opportunities to heal through doing something different with you by being honest with themselves about how it went before.
Right.
You know? And I think that that's really, really important. And I think we should dig into that a little more when we come back.
I agree. Everybody, stay tuned. You're live with Lisa Phoenix and my special guest, Tracy Dunblazer. We'll be right back. See you in a few.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. You're live with Lisa Phoenix and my special guest, Tracy Dunblazer. Tracy, you were saying.
Well, we were talking.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, let's dig in.
Let's dig in. So, I was thinking about one of the things that I've been coming up upon in the last week are, you know, clients who are getting out of, like, someone who's gotten out of a relationship, and it was a tumultuous relationship, and while they, you know, they got out of the, they got out of their relationship, it's been a couple of years before they've entered into a new relationship. It's a divorce situation, and so they felt like they were really ready to enter into something, and then when they got into it, they found that there was all this other stuff that came up, and one partner is really present and ready to be in the relationship, and the other partner thought they were, but in truth, they're not. They still have some work to do in terms of being open-hearted.
Gotcha.
And normally, in the first 3 months of the relationship, that's really is the time that people will make or break the relationship, because either you, after that 3 months, after the most exciting fun time is over and things mm-hmm. become a little more real emotionally, that's the time that people, you know, usually cut bait and hit the road.
Right. Or they show up as they who they really are. They can't fake it anymore.
Exactly. Exactly. The ambassador has gone home.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the time when one or both of the parties are, it becomes really easy to want to give up or look at their ideal. Like, the ideally, everybody should get into a relationship when they're really ready, they're really present, they're really open-hearted, and they know exactly what they want. But that doesn't ever happen. And it certainly doesn't happen for both people at the same time all the time. So I think the first thing to really acknowledge is to really enter into the relationship as it is, not how you hoped it would be, right? You have to let go of how you hoped it would be and deal with it as it is.
Yes, but don't you think sometimes, Tracy, that people don't even realize the expectations that they're putting on?
Absolutely. No, they don't. They definitely don't, Lisa. I think that we contend with so many influences on relationships. We have what our parents did or didn't do, what our family dynamic was, whether or not we had one, mm-hmm. you know, whatever our group and nesting dynamic was, we carry that over, or we resist it in other relationships. And there are so many different levels of that. When we talk about healing the heart, there are so many different levels: mental, emotional, physical, and then spiritual. And spiritual means karmic, right? So we have, not only do we have the impact of our this world, this life family, but then we also have the dynamic of whatever spiritual pattern we came in with that tells us whether or not something we're experiencing is real or accurate or positive or negative. You know, we come in with already preset inclinations based
yes.
on past life energy or our soul patterning,
mm-hmm.
you know, whichever direction you want to go with that, whatever your belief system is.
Yeah.
We come in with a previous patterning that influences how we see what we then are presented with in this life. And when it comes to the heart, it makes it really easy to judge others rather than take stock of yourself and your choices and what you can control.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah. And being responsible for one's own self, you know?
Exactly. And recognizing that when you have feelings, you know, just because somebody says or does something and it triggers you and you feel bad, you know, going into, you know, how do you facilitate or help somebody heal from the bad behaviors that they have already set in long before you?
Right.
You can't choose a relationship like that and be mad about it.
Yeah.
You know, you have to get in saying, okay, I know that being involved in this relationship is going to require certain things of me. And one of them is to be patient and say, hey, you know what? When you speak to me in that tone, or gosh, when you do this, this is how it impacts me. And can we find a way to do something else?
Right.
Right. But not going in on any level with the expectation that, you know, when a person is done with their ex, that they're just done, because nothing is ever final.
Right.
As we learn on Easter.
Yes. We do. And also, because I remember, especially back, you know, and I believe I've evolved a little bit since then, but back when I was in my early 20s and stuff like that, I like always had this thing that whoever I was with, I could be the one that would change them, you right. know? People end up so devastated, and it's kind of a mix of, there's a bit of arrogance in there, but it's also kind of the mix of like, oh, I want to save the world. I want to rescue the, you know?
Right.
I just feel that so many people encompass that in a sense, you know, and they've got to step out of that and really look at their relationship from a different perspective.
Absolutely. And I also feel like sometimes when people really want to heal someone else,
uh-huh.
what they're really trying to do is heal themselves. And
exactly.
when you put your focus on another person and their woes, right, it gives you the perfect excuse to not really deal with yourself for a period of time. But it's really your unconscious way of desperately trying to deal with yourself, but just not being efficient about it.
Dealing with yourself, but not just not through you.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, so I think that the willingness to, you know, we attract things that we resonate with.
I know.
You know, we just do. We do. We attract whether we like it or not, and especially if we don't like it, that's something to really pay attention to.
You know, exactly.
I'm not enjoying this dynamic I'm in, and why is that? How am I contributing to it? Why did I attract it? Why is it valuable to me? Everything has value, right? And that's the most important. When we look at the different phases and levels of healing, you know, every single one of them has value, and you can't skip over any of them. If you have a splinter, you have to dig that out first. Mm-hmm. You know, because otherwise the skin's going to form over it, and it's going to create this thing deeply submerged until you then have to cut it open and dig it out because it got infected.
Right.
Right. So you might as well dig in there first when it's fresh, and it hurts, but it's going to hurt a lot less now than it will later.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. It's so interesting. I didn't even make the correlation, but I keep having these, you know, intuitive thoughts of thorns and then rose bushes. And I, you know, then I see Jesus with the crown of thorns.
Ah, yes.
I hadn't put two and two together, but you know, we got our people talking through us this morning.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Wanting the images of today and it's really easy. It's lovely to celebrate Jesus and mm-hmm. Jesus on the cross and the devastation that happened to him and his triumph and transformation into a resurrected light of a being, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's a lovely experience, but how does one really relate to that? How does that, we don't do that kind of stuff anymore. I mean, we have lots of other things. We have terrorism,
you right. know,
lots of other things in our world, whether a person's going through a breakup or a divorce, or, you know, they're getting a new job, or they lost the old job, or, you know, they got in a car accident. There's all kinds of ways that we are crucified in our culture.
Right.
And it
also just in addition to our own self-crucification.
Right. Yeah.
No, but go on.
It's true. No, that's true. I think that we are crucified on so many levels, but it's hard when you know, these glorious pictures that we see every Easter, and we see the Easter story, and we see, you know, Mary mourning, you know, that part of ourselves that mourns for the part of ourselves that we lose.
Yes.
You know, this was hilarious. I had a friend of mine tell me that she said that I was in her dream, and she said that in the dream I was getting married, and that she showed up to help me with the wedding, but she was just out of the shower and, you know, with her hair back and wet, still wet and back in a ponytail. And that when she showed up, I looked at her and said, I am just done with you. Mm. And she wasn't hurt, but she's like, oh, huh. Okay. Well, then she went out to leave and then her car was stolen. Mm. And, you know, she called me because she's like, oh my God, you were in my dream. And she's a very, very close friend of mine. So mm-hmm. It wasn't uncommon, although I do show up in people's dreams on occasion, but, anyway, it wasn't an uncommon experience. And she was thinking that maybe it had something to do with me. And I said, no, I kind of think it's all about you.
Right.
Whatever I represent to you is who I played in your dream. And whoever this girl who showed up, she showed up late with wet hair, not prepared.
Right.
And I said, so whoever I was and whoever that was for you, you know, you basically said to yourself, okay, whatever this is, I'm done with it.
Mm-hmm.
But now when it went to leave, it had no vehicle to leave.
Right.
And I was like, what a great dream. You know, I think that we get a thousand different ways in our life from signs and symbols and, you know, just any way that your universe will speak to you or can speak to you, it will.
Mm-hmm.
It will speak to you through the people that you know, through the people that you know and love or know and don't love. It'll speak to you, you know, from signs on buses and while you're driving and while you're on the subway train. It'll speak to you a thousand different ways. And you can train yourself to listen.
Right.
You know, I think a lot of people, you know, they need so much. They need so much and don't know how to begin to give it to themselves. And I think we should talk about that next.
Great. You're listening to Live with Lisa Phoenix Radio and my special guest, Tracy Dunblazer. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pascual and Diana Gold Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back, everybody. You're live with Lisa Phoenix and my special guest, Tracy Dunblazer. Tracy, I wanted to ask you, because I did want to go back for a minute to the whole crucifixion, resurrection, transformation thing, because I think it's important for people to realize a lot of time when you were saying, like, you know, we mourn what is being let go of, you know, those parts about ourselves that are being let go of. And the thing is, going back to what we originally started talking about is, you know, healing the heart. It seems as though that the heart a lot of times starts healing when we go to the next phase. Do you know what I mean? We go through the crucifixion phase, and then when we start to go through the real rebirth and transformation, that's truly when our heart starts to heal, don't you think?
I do. I think that's a really, really interesting point, Lisa. Like, as you're talking, I'm thinking about, I'm thinking about the actual crucifixion of Jesus specifically. Mm-hmm. And how, you know, as he was on the cross for a long time until finally they stabbed him.
Right.
You know, and I thought of that as a metaphor to when you were talking about you're beginning the healing process, but when you're in a place of suffering, mm-hmm. right, the real healing doesn't happen until you just kill it.
Exactly. That's right. Yeah. And you were saying earlier about how we sometimes grieve so much what we're letting go of and don't want to let go of it.
Right. Right. We stay in the grief process.
Right. And don't want to let go of what's being let go of.
Right. Absolutely. No, and that's really powerful, because the other thing that as we're talking about this comes up in my mind is the symbolism. You know, I think a lot of the Jesus of the Sacred Heart. And so it's the Sacred Heart with all the thorns wrapped around it as a symbol. And, you know, being in that place of suffering and letting yourself no longer suffer.
Yes, that's so important.
And I think that I want to say two things about that. One is everybody has their own sense of divine timing. So whatever your divine timing is about your own grief is individual to you, and no one else gets an opinion on that. You know, what might be my divine timing for you is not your divine timing for you. And sure. I think that people need to have compassion and patience for themselves in whatever their grief process is presenting to them.
Exactly.
You know, what you're going through might look, I might say, oh, she's just stuck and not letting go.
Right.
But in fact, you have so many layers of information about your grief that I don't have.
Exactly.
You know, and so it's the willingness to be patient and not judge yourself or others until
right.
you have the whole picture, and getting the whole picture takes a lot of work, and you're probably not going to want to do that.
Exactly. And although, you know, nobody else gets to have an opinion on that, of course, everybody else does. So it can be.
Exactly. Although you're not entitled.
You'll get opinions from around the globe.
Yes, you will. Well, and I think that's a great thing to bring up, because how do you handle that? What if you are in fact grieving something and everybody has an opinion on how you should handle that and what you should do with it?
Right.
You know, what
it's really difficult.
Yeah, what do you do with that? And learning how to, you know, what you do with that is that you what's the word I want? I don't know. I just said sent. You set a loving yet firm boundary. I really appreciate that you care for me this much, and I know that you are looking out for my best interest. But I got this. I can handle this. I need to do what I need to do, and your opinion's not helping me.
Exactly. And again, I find that so hard for people, because people get confused when they start hearing too many opinions. And then especially if they're working on their self-esteem, then they start doubting what they're
Right.
So it's actually a good exercise in setting boundaries when you start to hear too many opinions.
It is. And and there are times to lean on your own understanding, and then there are times to not lean on your own understanding at all. There are times we need the objectivity of another person, but oftentimes when we get opinions from people, the truly objective people aren't going to offer an opinion unless we ask it. The people who aren't objective and who are triggered by your own experience, triggered by the change in your relationship with them because of your grief.
Right.
They're the ones that have the strongest opinions because they're not getting what it is that they want. And I think that a person who is grieving, you know, ultimately we have to look at why people are doing what they're doing around us, because on some level it's a reflection of us.
Yes.
And so sometimes, you know, setting boundaries means that you have to say, look, this is what I need from you. You know, when I was grieving, I could not have any more information. I had all the information on my dying mother, on the dying process, on who I was in it, where I was at, what we were doing. But that doesn't make a difference because it's still my mother that I'm losing.
Right.
And so when people would try to give me advice, I'm like, finally, I said to a friend, you know, please stop. Please stop speaking to me in that way. I love you and I know you care for me. And so what I most love from you is that you are funny and you make me laugh.
Exactly.
And so if you could do that for me, that would be great, because all this other stuff, I know it and it doesn't help me.
Right.
I need something to help me wash this down as opposed to choking on it all the time. Mm-hmm. Right. And laughter does that. So when I said that to her, she was so relieved. She was like, oh my God, thank you so much. Cause I didn't know what I was supposed to do here, but I feel like I have to do something. And I said, I appreciate that. So let me make it easy for you. No, please don't talk to me about my dying mother. You know,
right.
And don't tell me it's all going to be okay and she's going to a better place.
Right. And that brings up another wonderful point. A lot of times people give opinions based on they're uncomfortable and they do want to help you.
Right.
I think that's a little bit of a breakdown in a communication process, because instead they should ask you, what do you need?
Exactly. Absolutely.
But yeah, people get uncomfortable and people want to, they desire to help, but a lot of times people just don't know what to say or what to do. And then you have the other type who just want to save the day. You know?
Right. Yeah. I think that, you know, as the idea of like in the case of death, somebody dying,
right.
You know, people want to console you by saying things like, oh, she had a good life.
Right. Or she's in a better place.
My grandmother died at 98 and it was still sad. I was still losing her.
Of course.
It doesn't matter if she had a good long life and she's in a better place. None of that matters to me.
Not in that moment.
Right. And you know, my grief is about me. It's not about my grandmother. She good. Grandma's
yeah.
good.
She's good.
I'm the one with the problem.
Is. Exactly. Exactly. But then that comes right back around again to self-awareness.
Yes. And permission to communicate.
Yes.
You know, I think that when it really is in the dying process, whether or not we are witness, you know, what our role in that is. But if we are witnessing somebody in their dying process, that's the time where the rubber meets the road, right? Because when you are losing a loved one in that way, you begin to pull back your energy and opinions on other people, where they're at, what they need, what they want. People pleasing kind of can easily go right out the door.
I was going to say falls by the wayside.
Yes, exactly. And but I think that learning to communicate and practicing the communication of, because that's what we were going to get to, is how does one begin to do the things and cultivate the habits that are going to help them through these transitional times?
Exactly. And, you know, I just want to bring this up because you mentioned it a couple of minutes ago. And I think it's such a wonderful thing for us to learn to do. You talked about giving permission to communicate. I hear so often how people say that, you know, they can't say this or they can't communicate. But I think a big key is giving yourself permission to communicate.
Right.
It's not about them letting you communicate.
Exactly. it's also about practicing. So a lot of times we don't say things because we're afraid of the backlash that we'll get.
Right.
But we've also just never said them.
Right.
You know, we've just never said them. We've never made the sound, you know, and so practice that. Write it down and say it out loud 20 times every morning for 5 minutes. You know, if you practice a statement long enough, when it comes time to actually use it and have it be valuable and effective, it will come naturally to you because you have sat in your quiet time by yourself in a completely safe space and just read it over and over monotonously. Mm. You know, it's what an athlete does.
Yep.
An athlete, you know, I think of Rocky, you know, and there with the speed bag, you know, boom, 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 and hitting it, and it keeps coming at him. And it's, for me, I'm not an athlete because that bores the tears out of me. So,
But you know, now I can't get that song out of my head. Rocky.
but that's, you know, that da-na-na.
Yeah.
Da-na-na. Da-na-na-na-na-na. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Yeah, that one.
Yes, the song Triumph.
Yes. Yes, which actually we should all be singing a little bit more of that.
Exactly. Hear that in your mind. See yourself with the speed bag, you know, but you
right.
do have, you know, people think that whether it's mentally, we will study for a test. We yes. will do that. We will sit down and read the book and write it out and do the exercise questions and do all that stuff. But when it comes to our emotions or the recognition of our spiritual patterning, we don't always think about practice.
Yes. And on that note, everybody, we're taking a break. Stay tuned. My special guest, Tracy Dunblazer, live with Lisa Phoenix. We'll be right back.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know. I've tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hey ladies, do you want to have that good hair day feeling all the time? Gentlemen, would you want your special someone to have that glow, letting you know she's feeling completely satisfied? This feeling and that glow can be yours by embracing your sexual power. So join me, Rachel Kenley, award-winning romance author, on The O-Spot. The O-Spot will guide you to that peak with guest interviews, book discussions, and conversations on the thrills of sexual empowerment. Put the zing back in your life. Come up and see me sometime on The O-Spot, live on Hump Day at 10 p.m. Eastern.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back, everybody. You're live with Lisa Phoenix and my special guest, Tracy Dunblazer. Tracy.
Yes.
Can you talk to us a little? What's going on with Be a Slayer, man?
Well, I'll be actually in Salt Lake City. At the Barnes and Noble, at the Gateway Barnes and Noble, April 9th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Write it down. Salt Lake City, Utah. Barnes and Noble, 3 to 6 p.m. I'll be signing both of the books, 1 and 2, the Demon Slayer's Handbook, A Practical Guide to Mastering Your Inner World, and The Practical Guide to Self-Healing and Unconditional Love. One deals with spirit guides, the other deals with past lives, but they both deal with the idea of spiritual patterning and how we deal with all of these levels of healing that you and I have been talking about today. It's a really great tool to have, because it's not the kind of book that you have to read cover to cover. You literally can pick it up at any given time and open it up, and you'll find an epigraph, which gives you some good information, or a passage or a new affirmation. It's filled with a lot of easy tools to do exactly what we're talking about, which is practicing the process of healing. So,
right.
I also just did a new book video. So if people do want to go to baslayer.com, I have a new book video, and I would totally love people's feedback. It was so much fun to do that, and you can share it with your friends. Find me on Tracy Dunblazer, Spiritual Empath.
Facebook.
I have my book is coming out in Spanish.
Wow.
Should be done, I'm going to say, in the next 30 days. That's kind of where we're at. I should be able to have it complete within the next 30 days, but it's already been translated. I am so excited, because
yes.
I think my Spanish-speaking compadres are going to love it. And, you know, if I can get it out to as many people on the planet as possible, it's going to be awesome.
Gotcha.
And that's pretty much it. I've just been consumed with that. And
you're working on a third one, right?
I am.
What's that one about?
That is A Practical Guide to Karmic Relationships. And it deals with what we've been talking about today, but in specific regards to dealing with soul patterning within your relationships and having a deeper, broader understanding of what that means to you and how it affects you, even if you don't think that you've ever had a soulmate or that you've not met your soulmate. We have hundreds of soulmates in a lifetime on different levels for different reasons, and I think that people really need to broaden their definition of soulmate than kind of what people have today as, you know, this is my soulmate, they're the one for me, and we're going to live together happily ever after. Because as you know, I know you know that the soulmates don't always, they're not always awesome.
Right.
So, but they're always amazing teachers and, you know, put in a compassionate place to be able to teach us hard lessons. So anyway, I'm very excited about that, but that won't be out until well into the beginning of next year.
Gotcha. So I do want to say, though, because we've been talking about healing the heart today, right? And there's a lot of people out there I know this weekend who could use a little heart healing. So what do you want to tell those people? What is the best way for them to kind of move forward?
Well, this is what I would like to do is for everybody to just take a moment of closing your eyes and breathing deeply and bringing your mind down into your chest, down into your heart space, and ask for a vision of your resurrected self. Ask what you look like beyond the pain you're experiencing. You know, take a minute to take a deep breath and say, Spirit, please show me who I am without this pain. And if you can, and allow whatever picture, thought, or idea comes to your mind, whatever comes to you, just allow it to come and go. And the more you can focus on seeing yourself in the present time without the pain, it sets up your spirit, mind, and body, and heart to walk you through the process to get you to that place. A lot of times we feel like we have to do something, or, you know, we're broken, so we must be fixed. And in fact, we aren't broken and we don't necessarily need to be fixed. What we need to be is to be able to witness ourselves in a way where we recognize that we, in fact, are already whole. And so if you'll call on that first, everything else will fall right into place.
Gotcha. That's a great thing. And also, Tracy, for those people out there that, are really trying to give a more conscious perspective to their own relationships, what would you offer them? It's a little self-help and guidance.
Well, I think that, your relationship with another person is based on how you treat yourself. And so be mindful of what you say to yourself, how you feel about yourself, how you treat yourself, how you nourish yourself mentally, emotionally, and physically. You know, start to own and embrace the goodness of who you are and feed that goodness, because then you will attract a partner, or you will recognize in your already the partner that you have already, it will transform your relationship to them and then provoke different responses from them. That's the one thing people, I think, oftentimes don't really understand, is that how we see things and how we react to things is the thing that promotes and provokes spiritual, energetic responses from other people.
Exactly. And I also think people are scared to do that because they're afraid of which way it's going to go.
Absolutely. And this is what I tell myself if I'm in a relationship and I really need to be honest, and I can't not be honest, but I'm afraid if I am honest that, you know, the person won't want to be with me, or they'll be mad at me, or whatever. I tell myself, you know what, this person and I chose this moment for our highest good. And I know that me being truthful about where I'm at and how I feel is for the highest good of both of us. And so I know that every time I walk in that direction, whatever happens, I feel good about it. I feel empowered, and I don't suffer. I don't suffer when I walk towards what is the best thing to help me integrate my heart and myself. And every time you walk towards something that you know is the best thing for you, and then allow whatever changes come from that, right? It doesn't necessarily mean that somebody's going to leave you. Oftentimes, if we are gently honest, right? You don't want to, you know, bulldoze somebody with your grief, fear, and honesty. But when we are gently truthful with other people, it gives them a new format or a new blueprint to respond within. And it will promote and provoke a different response than had you bulldozed into the situation emotionally, saying, you know, you this, that, and the other, or you make me feel X, right? So that's what I would say, is that we do promote and provoke specific responses from people, even if we don't know that we do. We do. So that would be the first thing that I would really encourage people to consider, that to meditate on, that to look at what that might be and whether or not it's truthful for them.
Gotcha. Wise words, Tracy. And I want to thank you so much for being on the show this morning. And thanks for helping all of us shift our perception a bit. And as I mentioned to all of you out there in radio land, please visit Tracy's website at tracydunblazer.com. That's TracyDunblazer.com. And also visit BeASlayer.com, BeASlayer.com, as she has lots of fun and exciting things up on that site. I want to once again thank all you listeners out there for hanging out with us today, and hope you are all enjoying this brilliant Easter Sunday. If you want further information about the Live with Lisa Phoenix radio show, visit my website at lisaphoenix.net. That's LisaPhoenix.net, or email me directly at info@lisaphoenix.net. I would love it if you guys would go to my website once again and sign up for my Intuitive Insights newsletter, which will add you to my mailing list. And please like me on Facebook. And Tracy, where can they reach you on Facebook? I'm sorry.
Tracy Dunblazer, Spiritual Empath, or How to Build a Home Altar.
Okay. So they're two separate.
Yes, I've got several pages, but go to Tracy Dunblazer, Spiritual Empath, and then you'll see I have all kinds of other connections to other ways to learn home worship, home ritual that can get you closer to your Creator.
Oh, that sounds fascinating. And Live with Lisa Phoenix is on every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 10 a.m. Pacific Time. So please tune back in with us next week. Happy Easter, everybody. Tracy, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.